you need to be a lot more like me. Stand up, break out, and take what you deserve.
We're taking you straight to the extreme.
We have had to listen to you as you claim to educate all of us. Now it's time for you to sit there, shut your mouth while I educate you.
I didn't have a game plan, I was winging it.
The name of the game here is entertainment, and I am an entertainer. And you've seen the way those girls respond to me at ringside, in the airports, in the hotels.
We gonna take you to the streets, the hood, the hardcore stuff. We're just there to drive to, you know what I'm saying? Drive-by stuff that you get so frightened of. Raised up, eating off the silver platter. We scared to go in those neighborhoods. But guess what? I'm gonna give you just what the taste of that is like.
You out here talking about a click. The only click you need to know about is
Powerball Jutsu. We on demand. We live.
We live.
We live.
You remember
we live, pal?
When that shit was first popping?
You don't remember the on-demand glitch? You remember that one? When you hit the two buttons and get everything for free? Yeah.
You teach me something, bro. Hold on.
Yeah, so you went to on-demand, you press, I think it was like left and down on the controller at the same time, and then
what?
You get all the shit for free.
I didn't know this, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was a fan of on-demand. I'm Bad Santa. First movie I ever watched on-demand. Seen it 100 times.
Hey man, Bad Santa was though underrated.
Bad. But my shit, that nigga said, your name is Thurman. Thurman Merman. That's your name? That nigga said, is there some problem with my gear?
Shout out to Tony Cox, bro. He's the angriest little person ever, bro.
Man. Hey. That nigga been in a lot of motherfucking movies.
Well, Tony Cox, for sure, bro. Yeah.
He's like the Clinton Powell of the little niggas.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. This nigga's every... the nigga was in Leprechaun 2, bro. Little nigga, man.
Money,
nigga,
bro.
They was looking for the little nigga that Leprechaun. They was trying to search for him. In the bar, this little nigga popped up trying to get some fake chocolate.
He's a small guy, but
I never seen Leprechaun in a long time. I remember the fucking one, the remake with Hornswoggle. Heard that one was ass.
Man, you know why it was ass?
I didn't watch that one. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I ain't gonna say it was ass. You know what was the remakes when they had the little motherfucker? You know the newer one was the ones without Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle was the little alien looking Leprechaun. That shit was decent, but I wish they wouldn't have called it the Leprechaun. Because you know, there wasn't no comedic like energy with that shit. It was just supposed to like be straight horror. And Leprechaun ain't never been about no shit like that. That name made you laugh in every movie. It's kind of dope that we just randomly talking about this shit in this spooky season, though, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Hey man, it was either gonna be Leprechaun or Candyman.
Watch Candyman the other week, nigga.
WWE Candyman remake?
It might be lit.
Wait, what?
WWE on films has some sleepers like the call with Halle Berry.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. So WWE Candyman remake with who was that during the time? Was in there? Shelton Benjamin. Shelton Benjamin playing Candyman.
Oh man,
Titus O'Neil.
Nah, my nigga Booker T played Candyman. He got the facial expressions like the Candyman, bro. This nigga gets on crying, dog. Oh my goodness.
No, it was Ezekiel Jackson during that time. He was in WWE.
Come on, bro.
That nigga too swole, man.
He got to play like Jason Williams.
That nigga, in that BMF coat that nigga Katie was wearing, nigga.
Oh, man.
They have to put extra goose feathers in that shit.
Oh, goodness.
That nigga Maven?
Oh, man. Maven would be like when the niggas that get killed not thinking Candyman was real.
Devon Dudley playing Candyman.
He's not real.
It's not real, just like wrestling. I mean, I was bleeding and shit. Watch this. I'll look in the mirror and say it. He gets stabbed.
They kill the business. But speaking of shit like that, this is have nothing we talk about tonight. I was going through TikTok, and they show the old footage of Tough Enough with Bob Holly beating the fuck out of, Matt Caperoni?
Yeah, he beat the hell out of that man.
I'm reading the comments in the shit, and people like Bob Holly's a bully, and of course me. You know what I put? Be nosy, when I put bullshit. Be Guess what I put?
What you put?
You know what I put? He like, this nigga protecting the business.
Protecting the business, man. Hey, man. Shout out to the old ass Tough Enough, nigga. I see ODB on that shit, nigga. Like, I was like, what? I ain't seen her in a, like, this was years ago, though, but I the first time I seen ODB was like TNA, because niggas, they know them niggas back in the day on when they first came for the tryouts and stuff enough.
Now, I used to think they was like really coming off the street. My girl, I was like, oh, so y'all was already wrestling. Okay.
Yeah, like they back in the day, they had, yeah, but they had like Shimmer too. I think Shimmer was like up and coming and like nobody knew about it. They knew about it, but like I think we didn't know about it. It was like, they had like a whole collection of like women like whooping ass. Like Shimmer,
TV wrestling back in the day when
yeah,
I was
young. Like, yeah, it was like nigga, we was internet and on demand. What the fuck is that? Like,
man, shit was hot. Shit got popping, man. Social media boosted the wrestling wave, man, and I'm thankful for it. It's probably one of the biggest sports that like came out of social media for real.
Yeah, like
you know, basketball, football, all that other pro shit. You know, they gonna get their fan base regardless.
Yeah, like wrestling.
Independent shit, nigga.
Yeah, you can find like some shit like, oh, what the fuck is this? I never seen this before. Like, who is this person? It's off of like all retweets and shit. That's the cool part about wrestling. And then now like shit too. Like back in the day, like we miss wrestling in school, nigga. It's over with. Like now, nigga, you can go on fucking Twitter right now and see highlights from the show.
Yes, sir. ASAP. Niggas used to be sorry to go to school and nigga. Nigga, did you see it? Nah. Had to go to bed.
I fell asleep, man. I fell asleep, bro. What happened? Stone Cold had a monster truck, bro. A real monster truck.
No, nigga, man. I couldn't wait till I got cable in my room, nigga. I was sneaking, standing up and shit, volume down.
Oh, man.
I wasn't a fan of the closed captions back in the day like I should have been. I was watching that shit, no volume, bro. None but brightness in my eyeballs. That was that shit, but what happened? Why we talking like the fans know we not a recap show.
No, they know. If you tuned in for a recap show,
you need to take your ass down the street and let them fuck your head up.
You go listen to Go for the Pin or Smacking It Raw. But this ain't the recap show, bro.
We don't do it. We don't do it.
But Smacking It Raw and Go for the Pin and my nigga Jess, get your pocket. They do some good recap shows.
They do really a wonderful job at recapping.
Really, really good recap shows.
Yes, they do.
Other people does it too, like Recite Club and Black Wrestling Guy podcast. They're real good too. So there's a lot of people out there. They're pretty good.
See, I would say that, but I ain't never listened to y'all nigga show. But I believe
good people. One in, bro. They good folks out there.
Yeah, so like you know, we talk about Raw like. We talk about shit that stand out for us on Raw, pretty much. Like my nigga Paul Elgar getting his ass beat.
Hey, man.
Finally, man.
Was it a long time coming? Like one nigga's predicted like some shit with Paul Elgar, but I swear WWE must have heard us, nigga.
Bro, it was so random too. It was smooth as shit. Like you didn't see it coming. It was just like boom. I guess I'm killing the old man tonight.
Like, holy shit, finally. And I'm like, I've been bullshit about this nigga getting his ass beat. Like, somebody should just go and punch Paul in the face. And then, of all niggas, fucking Bo Dallas, aka Uncle Howdy, fucking killed this nigga.
Choked him the fuck out. Hey, did y'all get a chance to see that dope ass promo carrying cross cut on them niggas, though?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. No. It was fire. That nigga was mad.
Cross. It's cool. Like I watched his interview with what's the nigga name? Chris Van Vliet. He's really, really like. I like the person. It's like I don't know, like something about the character is like hard. I don't know, maybe the way he presented. I don't know. It was hard for the root for him.
I feel like it's the way that they present him.
Yeah,
because it like, don't work for real. Because you got these dark motherfuckers like the Wyatt Six of here, and then you know you trying to like. Be on that dark shit too, and it's and he really can't do too much else because you know that's what that nigga is. I swear, man, this nigga went like 1990s with the niggas. This nigga was bald and didn't have to be bald, man. This nigga pulled a Jadakiss on everybody.
No, Vegas is crazy for that, though.
Another thing that happened too on Raw, the announcer left.
Yeah, I heard about that. But, shout out to Lillian Garcia for coming back.
And people was having rumors why she left. And the reason why she left, she's wanted to spend more time with her daughter. And you can't get mad at that. And people she's going to go to AEW Ricochet. It's like, yo, my nigga, you guys don't know what the fuck's going on. She wanted to spend more family time.
That's why Carmella ain't back yet. I feel like she fell in love with motherhood. And it's like, man, you know what? I'm chilling.
Yeah, Becky Lynch too. It's like shit. You know, fans are mad. She's gonna be irrelevant when she goes to AEW. Come on now.
How the fuck do you know if you want to go there? Right?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, niggas assuming and shit. That's the most weirdest shit when fans
Everybody wants to go to AEW, bro. But as we've seen, not everybody want to go to AEW, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a lot of shit. But the speculations and all that. And then I see some shit about that. They said that she quit before the show, but she wrote nigga, these niggas been knew that.
Yeah.
She been said she was planning to make an exit though.
Yeah, it's just the way it worked. I'm just glad we got a replacement like Lilia, little old fine ass.
Yeah, Lilia, she's nice.
Oh man. You show some respect to her. Show some respect to Miss Garcia.
Yes, yes, yes. Like my nigga Big Daddy V used to do.
Oh man, I saw that character
would be under so much motherfucking heat. The big overweight lover, Big Daddy.
World's largest love machine.
Oh my goodness, nigga.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
Shout out to the overweight lover, Heavy D. You see, I threw that. That in there, man. It's my nigga, man. One of my favorite musicians of all time, man. Before he died, he dropped one of the coldest Jamaican tracks of all time, nigga. Niggas forgot about that shit. That long-distance girlfriend, Darrell, you got to hear that tomorrow morning going to work. I just found that shit again. The music had added to the playlist. Oh, nigga, man.
Yeah, I've seen some people are, comparing, because, people are, upset. Can you see the thing with EO and Kari Shane? They were getting interviewed by the Raw GM.
Oh,
NWA World Champion, Adam Pearce.
Yeah, Pearce. Yeah. And then Carlito said, he said something, what did he like?
You gotta learn Chinese.
I gotta learn Chinese. But I heard it was
from back in the day.
Yeah, when I heard that, it was unscripted, and people were crazy on the internet, oh my god, this is terrible and all that stuff. I'm like,
but bro.
That shit was great. And they knew that he was fucking around with it, man.
They already know Carlito's an asshole and dumb, but
Adam Pearce wanted to laugh, nigga.
But y'all want that attitude era back, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was pointing to. People always want attitude era back stuff, but when they do stuff like that, it's oh my god, you can't say it, it's scum.
Bitch, man. Heyman, remember Heyman? Not to cut you off, but remember Heyman when he made fun of Jerry Lawler's heart attack and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And the next week he said, see, y'all complain about that. You're more than the attitude, but I do something like that and y'all crumble. It's not going to work. Attitude was no nonsense, man. Them niggas didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. But it's a lot of things it's fucked up, but it's come on now, people. It's wrestling did a lot of way more fucked up shit than that. Niggas get killed, hit with chairs and shit. It's violence. Women's violence.
Right.
So people pick and choose sometimes, and it's, I know people they're too soft, but I hate comparing, if AEW did it, oh my god, this is fucking outrage. Or even when Jim Cornette says some shit, oh my god, this is crazy,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was just that little line. And it's Carlito, man. Come on, man.
Right.
Hey, he might get heat.
You know this nigga ain't no fucking racist.
Yeah, his best friend is Shelton Benjamin, MVP.
Hey, man. True. That's just one of the, I feel like that's one of the jabs that most Japanese people get, in entertainment business or on the funny level. You know, they just call them a different race. That's normal right there.
You remember EO? That happened to EO on the NXT when somebody in the crowd said that, and she like, I'm Japanese, bitch.
Yeah, Japanese, bitch.
She could have said that, and that'd have been like, you know, it could have countered that. That'd have been some great content for TV, but...
You walk you back know. In and said that, nigga?
Yeah.
But see, they ain't know what was going to happen. They ain't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, man, that nigga know they fucking Japanese. Are you kidding me? Come on, y'all. Stop fucking playing. I miss a little Chinese Xia Li, though.
She's in,
Shout to TNA.
Yeah, she's in Impact.
Her?
Yeah, TNA, no.
What? Darrell, yeah. I'm watching TNA tomorrow, nigga. I ain't seen Xia Li. Minute, man. She started getting the micro braids and they kicked her ass off TV. That's fucked up.
Like, I ain't getting too urban, girl.
He said, hold up, nigga. You went to Nisha? Nisha did that shit? Oh, no.
I told you we're hanging out with Damian Priest. I don't know who told you to do that, girl.
Man, that's wild. Yeah, then I'm gonna have to tune in, nigga. Well, and, anything else happened in the overall that was interesting?
Any
titles being lost?
Yeah, Jey Uso lost the title to Bron Breakker because the bloodline interfered. But my thing was,
which bloodline, buddy?
Bloodline 2.0. But Jey Uso
bloodline 2000.
Yeah, bloodline 2000. That's crazy. But Jey Uso put the shit on himself because he could just mind his own business and stayed on Raw and got up the niggas' business. But he went to SmackDown and got niggas' business, and then they said, "Hey,
we're gonna give you some business, nigga."
Yeah, and they gave him the business and
family business, like Junior Duncan, nigga.
Yeah. So like, it's his own fault. But I'm surprised Rikishi haven't had a field day online yet about his son losing the title and being buried now.
Right.
Hey, this nigga Bron Breakker been on Raw less than a year and is already a 2-time Intercontinental Champion, nigga.
Just crazy, nigga. Bro.
And they teased the LeBron Breakker versus Jacob Fatu. Was like, yeah, nigga, okay.
Yeah, nigga. Jacob had no fear.
Jacob will watch that, but Jacob will watch that nigga though. So
calm down, bro. Hey, man, they get. Come on, nigga, take up the mic again, dog. Hey, man, they need to have one of them Black and Mild promos, bro.
Oh man, that was legendary. I was like, yo, when I seen that, I'm like, yeah, that nigga, he got it.
Nigga said, man, I was locked up, man. I seen my cousins, man. He said, you know what? That's what I'm gonna do, man. And he did it. I think Jacob Two almost caught a nigga on fire during a Royal Rumble. Not a Royal Rumble. Battle Royal.
Your Battle Royal. That fucking crazy Battle Royal?
Yeah, remember Dan Severn came out there with the sweaty shirt? Hey, MLW had something going with that. I don't even know why that shit ain't hot no more. They little Royal Rumble shit.
Mm-hmm. The Battle Riot was like, it was like 40 niggas in there or 80 niggas?
That used to be live, bro. Mm-hmm. I used to love that shit. You never knew who was popping the fuck up.
I'm like, fucking Cyclo Vega popped up. Fucking, what's that nigga name? We used to be with Alberto Del Rio, the announcer.
Ricardo?
Yeah, he used to wrestle out there and shit.
Hey, nah, the first time I seen that nigga do some shit. Nah, but he used to sell a lot of, like, when he used to get hit and shot, like, hold up, this nigga kind of hype.
Mm-hmm.
He used to wrestle.
Yeah. But like back to this, like the bloodline flu. Like you think Sami Zayn must have get planted in that shit next?
They ain't doing nothing else with him.
Yeah, you're right. But I hope not.
It's four versus four at Survivor Series War Games. They going to that. They already got their four over here. They got what? Solo.
They got Jacob. Jacob, Tama Tonga.
Yeah, and his brother, yep. And so now they got Roman, Jimmy, and Jay. So they're missing one more. Is it gonna be Hikaleo or Zilla, or they got to get Sammy?
It's gonna be the People's Champion. Bro.
You don't get it? What'd you say, B?
It's gonna be the People's Champion.
The Rock.
Yes, sir.
Nah.
I don't know. The Rock got that Christmas movie coming out. So it all depends how this Christmas movie comes out. If it's bad, then they're gonna be in the Royal Rumble. I swear, like he's one bad movie away from winning the Royal Rumble. I always say this.
I'm telling you, dog. I'm telling you, it's The Rock. Because you see, this nigga came out for no fucking reason at the end of Bad Blood. What did he call? Nigga, they didn't even follow up and say what he was going to do in these weeks. Niggas just showed up.
He just came and like, yo, I'm here. But speaking of like people showing up, they're saying that Goldberg might have some future plans in WWE.
What are you going to do?
I have no clue. That's what Street's saying.
Nah, you know really saying that shit. Them niggas overseas. We want Goldberg again. So, yeah, they got how much it costs, nigga. We want him back.
Yeah, they got Crown Jewel next week, though. It's the second over there. Yeah, champion versus champion.
Goldberg might pop up, man.
Goldberg should pop up. Have Goldberg risk Gunther at Survivor Series.
Niggas love Goldberg, man. I'm telling you that they probably just got WCW over there or some shit. Like, hold up, dog. Well, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, but I don't want to see Goldberg no more, man. Nah, I kind of want to see Brock Lesnar wrestle again, but not Goldberg.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, like I'm still like Brock Lesnar comes out and still whoop ass, like something like yeah, that general seeing Brock come out F5 nigga the music, like that's
the music is what niggas is missing.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar music make you want to whoop a nigga ass when you hear that nigga.
Brock Lesnar music make you salty, like nigga, like you think if the match is going good, you hear that? And the crowd fucking loves it. I don't give a fuck how much they hate that nigga on the internet. That shit hits, nigga, the crowd goes stupid wild. Remember that nigga came in with the Money in the Bank shit?
I was pissed behind that angle.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. He's like, oh, it gave you that feeling that Kurt Angle did when he was beating everybody's ass back in the day. Like, man, you hate him, but you love to see it.
Yeah, but like us, Brock Lesnar, like I'm always excited to see Brock Lesnar. He went Kofi Kingston ass in like 4 seconds. Hey,
listen here, it should have happened that way.
It was like, damn,
that doesn't make the second match a little better.
There never was. It was never a second match.
They
fought back in the day. Remember that Japan card with Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens for the belt. Remember, I think he fought the New Day or fought Big E. Somebody.
I'm pretty sure Kofi got his get back and got his ass whooped again though.
And then they went a rematch for it.
What?
Yeah, remember he tried to get his get back at the Royal Rumble or something like that, but he never got the rematch for the belt.
No, I'm tripping. But hey, it should have. Hey, listen here.
Yeah.
When you want shock value and shit like that, you do stuff like that. We know that the niggas could have put on a 5-star fucking match if you wanted to, but this is Brock Lesnar we talk about.
That's big.
We seen this nigga suplex John Cena 600 times, nigga.
That's big. That's big money. Mm-hmm.
Like you never know what to expect from that nigga. Y'all ever think that this New Day shit they really gonna break them up?
I think at this point, I will say yes, but now I'm going to say no now because I kind of want to see New Day versus Motor City Machine Guns. Like, that's a match I want to see.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hot.
Then versus Uso. Like, so I feel like, you know, they gotta stay together now because the tag team division was weak. I was looking at that tag team tournament they had over there on Raw, and it was like, damn, this only teams I got?
It's
bad. And it's like, even a women's tag team was like kind of ass.
I think the best tag team been ass, man. Because they just not original for real. They just threw some bitches together and was like, you know what? Y'all gonna fight. You know what? Y'all gonna be a group.
But NXT, though, they got it, though, with the women's tag team division. They got like the Metal Four.
Nah, they got
like, different stables and stuff over there.
But
and they got Stephanie Vercour and Julia together, which is cool. And I feel like the women division over there reminds me of like the old days of NXT when they had the men's division, like all at the top indie people almost, and they had like sprinkled in them so, like development talent, because they got Julia and Stephanie Vercour in the same tag team together because they know them too. Whoop ass and head above shoulders and everybody else, you know, and Roxanne Perez and everybody else is like this is there. And I got that new girl that came in, Delta, from Germany.
Who the fuck is Delta?
Yeah, so she whoops ass. Like, I seen the highlights. I seen your highlight clip. Like, she's nice. So she appeared last night on the show after the show, but the NXT feed cut off and showed the news, so you really didn't see her.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so like, yeah, like their women's division is like getting really like solid, you know. And even Ethan Page, he cut a good ass promo against Trick Williams and shit. They're getting a stride. Like, it doesn't really feel like development now. Like, I feel like the NXT 2.0 shit is out the window now. Like, they got like some stars down there too, mingling with them, like the Ethan Pages and shit. And, you know, makes it cool.
That's what I like to see.
And they got like Halloween Havoc coming up Sunday too.
I might actually watch that.
Yeah, I'm watching too. They got like the spin the wheel. They got like the table ladder and chairs match. Big nigga Ola versus Olive Garden nigga. But now they got Nakia Lyons. Both a pair up with a big nigga Ola, which is crazy.
What they doing, a mixed tag match?
Nah, nigga. She like, you know, she like what she see. So because she attacked the one chick that's in Tony D'Angelo family, and then okay. She like. And so it's like, oh, she got a little taste of nigga love. Like a nigga sound. Oh, and fucking Django.
He's got jungle fever.
Yeah. But it looks promising, though. Like, we got that coming up. We got Bound for Glory. I don't know where Darrell's at, so you can do the Bound for Glory recap.
Oh, I was right here. My mic was muted, man. I'm not going to lie. I was fucking up a bag of chips off the mic. I started talking. I was like, damn, no love. No love. I was saying Nikita got to be a valet, bro, because with them knees, I ain't no screen time left on those.
Right. Just,
you know, she got a lot of mileage.
Stand up there and look thick, woman. That's
like,
all.
Like I said, the manager art.
She only 25, but she got a lot of mileage on her. You know what I mean?
Them legs done been through more shit than Meg Thee Stallion knees, nigga.
And she ain't even been wrestling that long.
I know. I feel like
7 years.
I feel like she was going too hard.
Oh, man.
I feel like she was going too hard, man. She had to learn to slow it down. But it's kind of hard to slow it down when you get in that ring, man, that rush.
Mm-hmm. All right, you sound like Ultimate Warrior, right?
Rush, yeah. Hey, he had a little different time. He had some additional rushes, though, man. That nigga was on that shit.
He was on drugs.
Heavy drugs, nigga.
Speaking of like old school wrestlers, I know Sting did an interview and he's like, you know, he missed the wrestling when it was like, you know, like when it was colorful. I'm like, I'm stuttering.
Yeah.
And he said, like, wrestling right now, everything's too gray. Like, everybody like the same attire, same like promos. I'm like, yeah, I feel it.
That's true, because I was watching the match with Motor City Machine Gun debuted, and I swear to God, like, every nigga in the ring, it just looked like it was one big ass faction. Everybody had on black, dog.
Yeah.
I feel like niggas should get together before the shows. Like, hey, nigga, what color you wearing? So I cannot wear it. You know, we gotta look opposite, man.
But I get it, man. It's not colorful no more. Man. It's,
man, it ain't been colorful since you turned it black and white, dude. Right.
I'm like, saying you nigga, you went from fucking a colorful ass nigga to like a nigga who had fucking black and white,
hey,
my nigga.
Hey, listen.
But it was cool though.
People bring up Surfer Sting a lot, but they don't never bring up the fact that Surfer Sting got his ass whooped a lot, nigga.
And they booed Surfer Sting for a while, and it was like he's going away, and he had to reinvent himself. Because after a while, like,
Nader was choking the shit out of him.
Yeah, like, you can't. Like, after a while, you got to switch a gimmick up. You can't be the same nigga. And, like, you got to, like, at least
shout out to Bruce Lee, son. Because without that shit, nigga, we would have never got that Sting.
Yeah, so sometimes you got to change your gimmick up, or if not, he'd be the same nigga. Besides John Cena, he can be the same good guy forever. And Rey Mysterio.
But no. But see, Cena.
Rey Mysterio was bad guy for a little while.
I'm about to say, Cena started off heel.
Yeah.
That rapping shit.
Yeah.
He was heel, but the fans were like, hey, fuck this, nigga. This nigga thing is already hot.
Oh, man. Yeah. Eminem was killing it out there, bro. He pissed on
ass, bro. It's so crazy that that's the gimmick that got him to state.
Right.
He was on that New Day train, nigga.
The New Day train?
Yeah, man, you know, before them niggas was put together, you know, them niggas was all about to go.
Not Kofi. Kofi got a job for life, bro.
And now he
R-Truth got a job for life.
R-Truth don't even need nobody. They just be putting that nigga with anybody. And you see it works every time.
Why wouldn't it work? I mean,
this nigga R-Truth, that's what I'm saying, nigga. He don't need nobody. You just throw him in wherever you want. You could put him in the beginning, the middle, the end. You could put him in all three of them motherfuckers, and the crowd gonna fuck with it.
Of course, bro. Mm-hmm. Everybody love R-Truth, bro.
Yep.
If you don't like R-Truth, you bring
killing.
Mm-hmm.
NWA World Champion 2 times.
I was like, man, that's motherfucking K Quick.
Yeah,
I was like, Ryan Killings, nigga.
It's crazy. You know who I don't love, man? No more. Jericho, man. This nigga's a motherfucking Ring of Honor champion, man.
Yeah, Jericho.
He won a ladder war match.
Oh, man.
The match was dope, though.
Mark Briscoe, man. What? Jericho ain't losing to that nigga, man.
It was like so much fuckery and interference, and then like he climbed the ladder, and like with the nigga Big Bill helped him up because I think fucking Mark Briscoe had this nigga on the table and went to go elbow him. Didn't hit the table all the way. Jericho, they went through the table. Jericho hit his head against the ladder. I was like, oh shit.
Bro, this nigga Jericho fucking himself up every. You know, Jericho fucked up when his face started turning red as shit.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga started wearing drawers again.
Like, and then my nigga Kyle Fletcher shaved his head bald, man, for the love of the game, because like he don't want to be like Will Ospreay no more. I'm like, damn, nigga, you really shaved your head for the love of the game? That's dedication.
That's crazy, bro.
To turn yourself into Remy from Higher Learning.
Yes. And then Private Party and them got a title shot next week, which the AEW card for Cleveland will be stacked. It's nice.
Hey, who the fuck was Romero whooping with that kendo stick, bro? I didn't see the face.
That was Boney Keith.
Okay, cool. I just seen the nigga running and ducking, and fucking Rocky was beating the shit out of his ass.
And then John Moxley looks like a fucking bank robber, fucking attacking niggas, him with a gang.
Guys, I think we missed the important part. If Private Party loses next week,
they break up
forever.
Nah, they gotta win, because AEW's tag team, they only got like the Young Bucks, Private Party, Black Combat Club,
House of Black.
Ain't the Murder Hawk in the tag team now?
Oh yeah, him and Brian Cage, Don Callis family. So they really need some, like, they really don't should break up. They need like some life.
Where the fuck did he find Monty Brown at?
That was from like last year. I was reminiscing. I was like, man, I'm just
like, I'm like, nigga, what? Where the fuck you find this singing ass nigga?
I was reminiscing. I was like, man, I remember that, because it was so random when it happened that time. It was like, he's like, all right, drop the promo for the match. It's like, surprise, Monty Brown. And I was like, what?
Murder the Serengeti, nigga. That's all I see. You know, that's it, nigga. Serengeti. You know what that means? Man, bring my nigga Monty Brown back on TV, man.
I don't think he wants to wrestle no more, man.
Monty or my nigga Marcus?
Marcus Carbon.
I like my
nigga. His music was dope, nigga. ECW going down. Call me smooth.
Hey, nigga, Marcus Carbon, man. That was talent that couldn't be denied right there. If you don't want to wrestle no more, I get it. You earned the right to say, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
But damn, nigga. Come back.
Think about it.
Saudi Arabia don't need to pay him. Hey, man. We're going to bring Marcus Carbon back. We're going to bring back Oldberg.
I feel like if a high chance of coming back, if he comes to wrestling, I think I'm just going to throw a random thing up. He's going to come back at Scott D'Amore's promotion, because that shit is fire.
You think so?
What is it? What is it?
Maple Leaf. Damn, I forgot about it. Is it just Maple Leaf Promotions?
That's some real Canadian shit right
there. Yeah, like, your shit's nice. They started off with Bret Hart talking about the legend of, like, you know, Canadian wrestling and shit. And they had the evil Japanese nigga, not Okada, versus Josh Alexander.
Yo, come on, man. Stop playing. You know that man's name. You calling that man not Okada.
Not Okada.
The evil Japanese nigga that's not Okada?
All right, chill out, Carlito. All right.
I'm not racist. But they put on a good-ass match. They put on a good match, though. Him and Josh Alexander. And they had, like, Bully Ray appeared on there. It was...
Hey, man. It's Blu-ray.
Yeah. And another thing too, for to say, NXT has come to the ECW arena.
Really?
Yeah, they're gonna have a show there. I think the same day as the Wednesday after election, so the same day as AEW go head to head. So they better take it to the extreme.
I'm gonna put my nigga Trump through a table.
Nigga Trump is going crazy, man. This Trump and WWE wrestler shit is crazy. Undertaker and Kane and Batista.
It's gone farther. Did you see McFoley's video?
He in there too.
McFoley dropped a video. Undertaker and Kane. He was like, y'all lost your damn minds.
Nah, not really. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I feel like niggas knew that these niggas was like that.
Yeah, people act surprised. Like, come on now.
And you know what's some funny ass shit?
What's that?
Do y'all think the wrestler Kamala and Kamala Harris are related?
Nah, bro. Come on. Come on.
just hear me out. The wrestler's Kamala, real last name is Harris, nigga. Oh my goodness. Dude, hey, that's crazy. Bro, nigga, that's crazy, ain't it?
This man B is a mess.
Look it up.
That's her uncle.
Look it up, nigga. That nigga's last name is Harris, nigga. That's wild, ain't it? There's two Kamala Harrises in the world, nigga. My nigga name is James Arthur Harris.
Just like there's two Samoan Joes, you know?
No, that's different. I'm just saying, it could have been a hell of a, you know, if my nigga was alive, you feel me? Now it could have been a hell of a promotion.
At the fucking Democrat rally, he shows up, nigga, with the fucking face paint,
slapping his belly and shit, vote. Or had that shit painted on his stomach, nigga.
Oh, nigga, see that? I'm not fucking voting for that.
I'll vote for my niece. Pap, 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 start slapping the gut. Man, I don't know, man. That's just, hey, I thought about that when I found out that nigga's last name. I'm like, what the? Wait a minute. What?
It's out of line. That's too far. This is why people say we go too far.
But nigga, it's a fun fact though. That's the nigga's last name.
Who's this fun war?
For me, because when I found that shit out, I was like, wait a minute. These niggas could be related.
They're taking like, oh, I already beat Kamala before, so my man's gonna beat this Kamala.
Right.
Man, the Undertaker and Kane look like fucking losers, bro.
Niggas is tripping, man.
That nigga Donald Trump asks these niggas, does wrestling hurt?
Bruh. Man. Like, nigga, you was in there.
He wasn't really.
He was high. Stutter. He was high.
That nigga said, does wrestling hurt? Like, nigga, Undertaker had all these fucking surgeries, then he can barely walk.
Come on, man.
McFoley got no fucking hell.
Nigga, you don't think this nigga brain is something wrong with
him? He's having something wrong with their brains, bro.
Like, nigga, you don't think them Hell in the Cell matches that made this nigga say, you know what, Trump's an all right guy.
Nigga, them niggas both got CTE. Who's worse?
I feel like Kane just like that, though, man, because Kane been this way for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I think it been like that, too.
Yeah, he was like that with the cop shit.
Yeah, hey, and I'm going to let y'all know ahead of time. A lot of people don't realize this. Tommaso Ciampa is like that too. I won't try to be surprised 10 years down the line.
No,
like,
no,
I can't.
No.
I can't believe.
I remember you informed me on that.
That shit is still hilarious to me because, bro, you set up a Blue Lives Matter painting like in the hallway, blocking the door just for that interview. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that shit
was hilarious.
You're trying to send a message, man.
Right. But gotta chill. Let them know.
Chill, but. See, nigga, like me, like going back to the Vince shit, you gotta separate the person from the motherfucking real life character, dog. Vince McMahon, one of the ultimate greatest heel niggas that ever stepped on TV, but he doodling on niggas off the camera.
Speaking of Vince shit, though, there's another lawsuit that has popped up now.
Another?
Yeah. It's like, I think like there's some like. The young boys from like 86 suing Linda and Vince for misconduct.
Damn, they ran a train on that little nigga.
Yo, come on, come on, B. Come on.
Come on.
Linda was in on that shit.
Too far.
Hey, nigga, this is shocking, nigga.
No, have you seen?
Nigga said Linda McMahon, nigga. Oh no, Linda, not a little vegetable Linda in the wheelchair, man. Nigga.
I'm gonna take a guess and okay, say they're just saying that people were aware that they were getting
so a new lawsuit has been filed against. A new lawsuit has been filed against Vince McMahon, Linda, WWE, and the parent company TKO Group Holdings. Earlier today, the lawsuit was held by five former WWE ring boys are accused of WWE of Mel Phillips and Terry Garvin of sexual abuse. And it says, and then Vince and Linda was aware and didn't stop it.
Yeah, because they hired, I want to say Mel, they hired him back. It was like, yeah, come back. Just don't touch no boys. And they was like, we got you.
So yeah. Vince and Linda didn't run a train. They was letting other motherfuckers do shit.
Oh, my
God. And not saying nothing. This is what I'm getting out of this.
Basically.
All right, cool. All right.
So they knew what was going on.
It's fucked up, but it's a little better on my spirit.
How?
Because I couldn't think of Linda McMahon in the room and take this motherfucker.
I feel like that's just as bad, bro.
Oh, it definitely is, but it's just like, hold up. I don't know, man. Tupac went down for some shit that he ain't like, do.
Oh, I know he ain't touching no kids, but he's a great, great ring announcer.
Oh, no. You gotta leave.
It's the lesser evil,
but that's Michael Jackson for you. That's Michael Jackson. That motherfucker was a nasty.
Michael didn't
boy.
Do that, bro. Michael didn't do nothing, man.
Hey, listen here.
Michael beat all them cases, bro.
But she's Michael Jackson.
But who else is doing like crazy sexual misconduct shit? Making an angle out of it is Drew Gulak.
That was nasty, by the way.
Where the fuck is Drew Gulak at?
On the indies.
Yeah, I'm gonna say who the fuck is hiring this nigga? Didn't he do some crazy shit?
Yep. But here's the thing. Ronda Rousey said he did some crazy shit and nobody really verified it. They was just like, we might as well fire this nigga. We wanted to fire him anyway.
Yeah.
And now it's his gimmick and it's weird. And shout out to Max Caster. That Max Caster is a 40-year-old trying to be an edgy 16-year-old. He was like, I think this is cool. Max Caster, man, what's going on with your life, bro?
He was doing it purposely, know that the internet fans get riled up and people are just going
it's
in like,
weird, oh, man.
It's like, oh, yeah, they should, Tony Khan should fire you and all this stuff. Like, I would never tweet a wrestler like, oh, nigga, you should get fired, lose your job.
That's because
like,
Max Caster thinks all attention is good attention. And, bro, it's not. It's weird, not. Bro. Like, think about how old you are, Max Caster. Come on, bro. Come on, man. It's weird.
He looked like one of them dudes on the movies that's like stuck in like a little kid world, but he keep getting older and shit.
Yeah.
Like the nigga, you remember what was that? Was that the Jumanji remake 1 or 2 when the Jonas nigga was, remember he was stuck?
I never watched the Jumanji remakes, man. I love the original so much.
But no, they like, fire. They fire.
Like, I just, it is, bro. Like, there's a sequel, and I don't think people realize.
I know. Like, watch that one too. I feel like it's better than the first one but you need to watch the first one to understand.
For it to make sense.
Yeah. It's one of them, but you'll like them. They ain't bad.
Man, I don't know what it is, man. I always loved Jumanji as a kid.
I kind of spoiled some of the shit for you just now, though, man. But hey, it's still watchable.
Not me.
Oh, yeah,
he's for me.
Oh yeah, go on and watch that, man.
It's good, bro. Watch some Jumanji this year, bro. That's your get the scary movies. Watch Jumanji.
One thing I do like about the Jumanji remakes is that they remade it, but they didn't try to make it like the old one.
Right. Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Like certain shit, isn't like the game theme and shit, but like other than that, it's fresh.
Right.
I didn't think it was gonna be that good. I watched the shit because I was bored and said, fuck it.
I'm gonna watch it because you said so.
Oh no,
I've never watched them.
You gotta watch Penguin. That shit's good.
I love Penguin, man. That's just like
That's just like it's like Batman Sopranos. I think I gotta watch episode 4.
It's bullshit though, because I'm thinking like, man, where the fuck is Batman at during all this time, nigga? Where is this nigga at? Hey man,
I watched Gotham. I don't. Batman wasn't even in that show, bro. It's Bruce Wayne.
Nah, that nigga.
It's like teenage Bruce Wayne.
I feel like Gotham was more like the CSI version of fucking.
Hey, I like Gotham though. Like that first season of Gotham was rough, but if you can get through that first season, it's a lot of fun.
I like the first season. The first season let me know that, hey, it's way more crazy motherfuckers out here than just these villains on Batman. They like the whole city fucking twisted.
Yeah, man. I felt like the first season was like slow, but then like starting in that second season, it's like, all right, we just gonna go fucking crazy with it.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't got nothing to do with wrestling, bro.
It never does.
So colorful wrestling, like Sting said. No, we're talking about Drew Gulak being weird.
But see, that's what happens when you talk about nasty things. You gotta, you know, change it up into something positive. Because you talk about it too long, man. You might dream about the nigga.
Nah.
But hey, another shit, man. Hey, you see, fucking Blade got fucking pushed back again.
As it should have
never coming out, bro.
Yeah.
They should just hire. Hey man.
To quote a wise man,
Wesley Snipes, bro.
To quote a wise man, there's only one Blade.
It's only gonna be one Blade.
Mm-hmm. One Blade.
But here's the thing, it's two. Cause shout out to my boy Sticky Fingers, bro. Shout out to my boy Sticky Fingers. Hey,
a damn good job. He had me watching that shit.
People hate on it, but Blade the series was dope.
I watched that in the Shield. It used to come on right after that shit, man. You remember Shield with Michael Chiklis?
No, I didn't see that. See, I saw it on Tubi, bro. I was on Tubi. I was like, Blade, is that Sticky Fingers? I
gotta
watch this real quick.
What was it? Hooked, was it Spike TV yet, or was it
TNT? Yeah, Spike TV still.
Oh yeah, still yeah, nigga. That was my shit. My nigga, Sticky Fingers. Man, I was a Sticky Fingers fan though, because he was in a lot of movies.
Man, that shit lasts like six episodes.
What?
Blade. Yeah,
it's only. Like I think six. It was like I feel like it might have been a little bit like that. I don't think it. I think it was just like for a season.
Yeah, remember that?
Just one season. It was good, bro.
Yeah, watch that Mortal Kombat show.
Oh, it was 13 episodes, bro.
The Mortal Kombat show.
Which one? I seen with, like every one.
It was like one on YouTube. Who was the nigga from Spawn? Michael, what's it called?
Michael J. White.
Yeah, he was in there. Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah, I seen that. That one is like clips. It's like not full episodes, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, shit was on YouTube for a while.
Yeah, them characters looking cool as fuck though, wasn't they? Shout out to my hey, Don.
Yeah,
Michael J. White was Blade too, nigga.
Wait, what? What was he Blade?
Michael J. White is Blade too, nigga. I told y'all I played that Midnight Sun game and beat it.
Oh, the voice.
Oh, okay. I was like,
my nigga was Blade, nigga.
I was really sitting over here thinking, like, damn.
That was a great segue, man. And we talking about that game again. Hey, nah, he did a good job on that shit. I knew that voice sounded familiar. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Man, it sounded like Black Dynamite. I had to look up the guy. I ain't never looked up a voice cast for a video game ever, nigga.
I feel like sometimes you just know.
I knew it. It sounded exactly. I'm like, this nigga sound like Black Dynamite. Hey, it worked. He did a damn good job. But when don't he? Mm-hmm. He's like one of the greatest black actors to ever live, man.
For real. Like, he do a lot of, like, cheap budget movies, but they all be hard, bro.
I feel like he do that because he love it.
Yeah.
Because he been in big budget game, shit, bro. Too. Look at he was in the Tyler Perry movies chilling.
Like, he can make so much more money if he wanted to. But he, like you said, he do it because he like it, bro. That's what I love.
Raven Simone said, oh, yeah, she never had a passion for acting. I'm like, he said it now because them checks ain't clear.
Yeah, nah, you definitely had a passion, though, girl. You was out there doing your thing on the Cosby Show, hanging with Mr. Cooper, Sinbad show too, ain't it?
That's so Raven and shit, like an episode and shit, the remake. Like, come on now, just bringing the checks in clear, and now you want to say that shit?
You was all in Blackish. You was like,
Raven was there. She was out of this, Raven. Hey, niggas, fuck with that so real. I never seen that Raven's home shit. I feel like, nah. I ain't gonna do that. My nigga Eddie ain't in there.
They put Eddie in it? Damn.
I don't think so. We would have seen some clips. You know how crazy that nigga is nowadays. We'd be like, look at this nigga wild still.
Nigga's nuts. Boy,
I need to watch this video. They said him and Jaguar Wright got an interview. I was like, which one? Because them niggas is both crazy.
Hey, that's the only nigga that out-trolled Charleston White, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this nigga Charleston White was ready to get up and go, nigga. I was like, yeah, nigga. That's how we feel when you be talking. he just kept calling. He's like, yeah, that's my dad right there.
Oh my goodness, bro. Charleston
White. I'm watching the Charleston White interview when he's talking about Woody. And that's
who's Woody?
Nigga from what's it called? YSL Woody? That's what Young Thug.
Okay.
Never knew about that nigga till Young Thug got locked up.
Yeah, like that child, that nigga's retarded. That nigga was like, how old are you, grown?
Yeah, like I feel like them type of niggas, man, they don't need that them 15 minutes of fame, bro.
And they got it. And that nigga's like doing like the 2 verse 20 shits on YouTube and interviewing.
That's some of what kid, hey, America, kill that right now.
What, the red blue shit?
That 1 versus 20 or so, you know, like 20 girls come up and enter, you know, try to get a date with the nigga and kill that shit.
See that.
It's lame, Darrell. Just listen. It's exactly how I just explained it, nigga.
And I'm not gonna watch it, bro. I can't even watch the red blue stuff. It's like, bro, all right.
That shit is ass, man. I seen a local nigga try to do some shit like that. Man, you don't get you. You can't even get 20 bitches to give you some ass, nigga. How you gonna get 20 bitches that's trying to get a date with you?
They have like 10 episodes of the Pop the Balloon shit in Indianapolis. I was like, this is ridiculous. This, if I see any of y'all in public, it's jokes all day, every day.
Explain this Pop the Balloon shit. I'm curious.
So the person comes out and there's like 10, 15, maybe 20 people, and they all got balloons. And it's like they pop the balloons as they interview the person. And some of them,
I've seen that.
It's really just like it's so attention star. Because some of them was like the person walks out and everybody just popped the balloon. It's like, oh, he's ugly. Or it's like, oh, I can't date no plumber. It's like, all right, I'll just be weird, bro.
Like MTV Next almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay. That was my shit right there.
And it's like my thing with it is like so many of the people on there, it's not like they really trying to find a date, bro. They just trying to like get a clip of them being like an asshole to somebody. It's so forced, bro. That's the thing that be killing me. It's like, yeah, come on. Like you get weird.
Man, just kill that shit. Kill that shit,
bro,
man.
If you don't get on Tinder like a normal person.
Man, they don't need anything. It's wild, bro. Like the shit that people are doing for attention. Like, do you really got to humiliate yourself nowadays?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, fellas, but it's part of GC 20 verse 1. Someone going there.
You going? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going there.
All right.
I'll see you like this one. Man. You're like, but you're like, nah, get out of here.
Nah, I remember one time, nigga, my cousin
joined. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Big ass lady dog talking about, yeah.
You like wrestling? What's that one wrestler?
She like wrestling. You can go with her. And I'm like, man, boy, it took everything in my power not to choke the shit out this nigga. Like, nigga, she was big. Like, nigga, what's eating Gilbert Grape Mom big, nigga?
Oh, my goodness, yo.
Yeah, all right. You get my reference? Like that. Yeah.
Wait, is that the one where he burned down the house and she was in the house?
I ain't seen that movie in a minute. I don't know. That's the one where nigga, she every time she moved, like nigga, you see the dust from the floor beds and shit.
What movie is it? Like
Gilbert Grape is with Johnny Depp.
And Leonardo that might be DiCaprio. The same movie, bro.
But yeah, he was Leo was a little autistic and shit.
Yeah, he says House on Fire. Hold on, now I gotta check, bro. Cause I swear, House on Fire. Because there's another movie where mom is like big and they set the house on fire. Nah, they ain't what's seen Gilbert Grape. I'm thinking of a different movie. That's crazy. There's two movies like this, bro.
Wow, man. I wouldn't even reference that, but my cousin, if you would have seen this lady, man, you'd be like, come on, dog.
Hey, man, he like what he like.
Nah, he didn't like it. He tried to hit me up with it.
Oh, he was trying to hook you up. Okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
But Angels through the wrestling, but through, nigga, through the wrestling and that shit, like nigga, that was gonna be like, oh, what?
Oh, like, shit, you like wrestling? Like, I don't care if you like wrestling.
Don't disrespect my love of wrestling like that, man. Come on, brother.
Oh, man, it is what's eating Gilbert Grape. He didn't, he didn't kill her, but she died, and they wanted to, like, cut a hole in the wall and pull her out with a crane, so he set the house on fire.
Yeah, I ain't seen that movie since, like, it's been the 1990s. I just remember her being big as hell.
Man,
I didn't even know that was Leonardo DiCaprio back in the day, nigga. Hey, I was a kid when I seen
Leonardo DiCaprio. He be into some shit, bro. Like, young Leo, he was in a lot of shit, bro. You don't really realize it at the time.
Fire, man. He's a great ass actor.
Man, he's one of my favorite white actors, bro.
One of the greatest niggas to play a racist of all time. I tell you that.
He was very good at it. It's shocking.
And not around my niggas.
when he broke that glass and his hand started bleeding, he just kept going. And they was like, "Yeah, he really cut himself, bro." We tried to cut. He just kept going. Shit is
like, bro, he didn't care that they wanted the woman. He was just outsmarted by a Negro, man. That's why he was so pissed.
I paid $400 for 5 fights. Now I'm getting my $400 for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! What do you call them? Gummy mouth bitches? Is that what he called them? I was like, bro, come on, bro. $500 niggas and gummy mouth bitches. That's what I said. Okay, chill, bro. Chill.
Our podcast has nothing to do with wrestling now. This is deal. This should be DLC, guys. You should get on a Patreon account.
Nah, we just said,
man, we like movies, bro. It is what it is.
We're setting them up for our new shit, man.
Our new show. We got a new show coming.
Yes, sir.
Powerbomb movies.
niggas in wrestling. Niggas that watch wrestling watching movies. That's what it's called. Niggas watching wrestling watching movies.
Come exclusive to the Culture Clash Network.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to have to cut work with that name, though. But that's cool.
Let's talk wrestling.
We gotta say something like headlocks, like suplexes, just to keep that.
Wait. Speaking of movies, Bound for Glory, another TNA pay per view named after a movie. You see, y'all never saw that one. I want to say that was 1975. It's a war movie.
Okay, all right. See what you did there.
Okay. The only war movie I seen Gloria and Denzel Washington was get this.
That's it.
Glory Roll was pretty nice too. The basketball player. Yeah, see,
man, what about
Blades of Glory?
That Presidents is a war movie.
Glory Hole Volume 6. Nah, that's a little different. That's a little different, right there, boy.
He said what's the war movie?
Dead Presidents is low-key a war movie, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. One of the best war movies.
That's a horror movie, bro.
No, you know what is a real horror movie?
Saving Private Ryan. That's a good one too. Shout out to Vin Diesel. War movies?
Yeah. One of the greatest war movies is called We Were Men.
That sounds familiar, bro. Who's in that?
Mel Gibson in there. I seen this nigga kill 50 niggas in one scene by himself.
Oh man, it's Mel Gibson, so I believe it.
Hey, bro. There ain't a war movie with Mel Gibson in it that I won't watch.
Bro, this is like
the greatest soldier of all time, nigga.
Patriot was live.
The Patriot, fucking Braveheart. Like, nigga.
Hey, so you ever seen this movie, guys, called Soldier Boys?
Probably.
Yeah, so like the movie was like, I think some convicts and like they were in jail and they made them like go into a war, like a secret war and shit.
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, man, we all over the motherfucking place. Right. Now, we done give y'all some good ass aggression.
Right.
I done brought up my nigga, the greatest soldier of all time, man. You know this podcast is going crazy.
Right.
Telling you, my nigga, there ain't a war movie that you won't watch with Mel Gibson. The Patriot was nice. My nigga was melting down the little toys and the bullets and shit. Remember the little army man, the little 10 niggas? Niggas needed bullets. He was melting them bitches down, dog, making bullets with it. That nigga's son got smoked.
That's what a nigga who played Kane was in Soldier Boys.
What, from Menace to Society?
Yes, I'm gonna send you the fucking picture right now. Here's the trailer.
Tyron Turner?
Yep.
That's my nigga, man. That nigga said, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. I'm gonna drop a dime on that nigga. Hey, that movie was based on our city, Darrell. Crazy shit.
All right.
Yeah. Two That's niggas crazy. From our city did that shit, man. It was wild as fuck. Belly. I did a little ass fucking ass city like this made some shit like that. Was inspired. Nigga, I had to look the shit up. You know, nigga saying it, I ain't gonna believe that. I had to go to the nigga who actually, you know, wrote the shit.
Man, did y'all see Batista's new movie? The what is it, Killing Game? Did y'all see that?
Nope.
There's like a reference to
one where the niggas locked them niggas in the house. Hey, I seen this movie back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I rented this shit from Blockbuster, nigga.
Blockbuster for you young folks out there.
Here we go, dude. I got the trailer here. So we got Bound for Glory. We got Bound for Glory.
Oh, I gotta watch the trailer, bro.
Well, I got to tell me some water real quick.
Wait. I wanted to see this song. It's so familiar. This is ridiculous, right? This is a movie podcast now. Nah, I ain't seen this. Okay. I might watch this.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be mad when you watch it, but hey, watch it.
I'm going to be mad. I'll watch it. Man. I can't be no man. Man, I had a rough day, man. I was driving my headlights when I had to check. I was arguing with a crackhead at the at the AutoZone. I was,
now you know you can't do no shit like that. You'll never
I was mad as hell. I already had a long day. I was driving to work this morning. Like, one of my head, like, they both went out, and then one of them came back on. I was like, all right, man, this shit's ridiculous. I got out tonight, and I went in AutoZone. This motherfucker's out there. He got $20 in cash. His total was like $26. He tried to pay this motherfucker with, like, gift cards and, like, health benefits cards. It's like, bro, that's an Anthem card. I didn't even know they made those, bro. You need to quit playing, bro.
Then they had the fucking Benny card. They only do like for the deductibles and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was mad as hell, bro. I was arguing with this nigga, and it's like I was mad, bro, because he had already cut me in line. But I was on the phone. It's like, whatever, bro. All right. He gonna ask me, you got $5? I was like, no, nigga. I was mad. I was
get the fuck out of here, man.
Bro, this is a 5-minute run. You turn it into 15 minutes, bro. I go outside in the parking lot. This nigga's outside in the parking lot talking to his girl. Like, yeah, that nigga wouldn't give me $5. Oh, man. I was like, man, I'll be honest in this parking lot, bro.
Oh, man, lay off the drugs.
Right, bro. Like, come on, dog. Quit playing with me.
Yes. Your niggas is crazy, bro. Man, they frustrate you. Don't let them frustrate you.
They do. They will, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my little sister said, don't let them piss me off more than a drug addict. I was like, nah, man, that's crazy.
No. That's real.
I was like, nah.
That's real.
But, hey, sometimes it be like that, bro. Like, what happened to the cool drug addicts, you know? Wash your car.
One that hits your car with a
spoon. Are lazy.
Motherfucker,
hey.
Nigga.
Cut your car, cut your grass or something. These new
give you fucking legal, give you legal cable, nigga.
Right. All in 26 minutes, nigga.
Right. Clean your gutters. These new folks. These, give me some money. I beat your ass. What are you doing?
That was back when the work was pure, nigga.
Right. Shit stepped on so much now.
Speaking of work being pure, man, shout out to Big Meech, man. That nigga was at a halfway house now.
It's the nicest halfway house I ever seen. Yes. Bro.
This nigga got a chain on, getting his nails fucking done.
Like, was getting his fucking hands done like a boss.
Bro, his halfway house is like, hey, that could be my four-way house, bro.
That is, I was about to say, nigga, that is a full crib.
Right, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Halfway.
Train, nigga, blinging.
This nigga's having a great time.
Shout out to that nigga, Big Meech, man. just for the BMF show. Like, hey, man.
Where was y'all when Big Meech brought the Tigers in, bro? I was like, I was a child, bro. I don't know.
I was little.
Hey, Bobby said that line hard as hell. Hey, put your teammate. Hey. He made that shit sound hard.
Who Big Meech was until Rick Ross made that song, nigga.
Hey, but Pusha T made that shit sound harder, bro.
I know who Big Mitch was, man, because, you know, I can't discuss on air.
Nah, niggas knew. the pop culture people didn't know who the fuck that nigga was.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Big Meat, like, that nigga Young Jeezy got offended by that. Hold up, nigga, I actually know this nigga.
Right, I remember them fucking Smack DVDs with this nigga Big Meech and what's that nigga Blue Da Vinci. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool.
Oh,
I'm
like, cool. So blue, bro.
I was like, cool these niggas, man. Hey, like, the Big Meech interview and shit had these Big Meech like DVDs and shit. I was like, man, there's a lot of these fucking DVDs about this.
Hey, we just went full circle with this shit, Darrell. My nigga Blue Da Vinci was in Leprechaun in the hood, nigga.
We did this last episode. Me and Darrell did the same exact shit a couple episodes. Everything did full circle at the end of the episode.
Bruh. Yo. You see Leprechaun in the hood, did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Nigga, Blue Da Vinci is the nigga in the beginning with Ice-T when he got the pick stabbed in his neck.
That's crazy.
Crazy as hell, ain't it?
Well, we think about Big Meech in Detroit, though. We got shit going. We can go Bound for Glory, too. That can segue into that shit since it's Detroit.
Boy, we gonna get there one day. Bound for Glory in Detroit. Let's focus. Let's focus real quick.
We got segues all over the place.
Right.
What's it, a Venn diagram?
Right.
All type of shit going on, man.
And this is where Bound for Glory crosses over with Leprechaun in the Hood.
I feel like you could fast forward any part of this episode and rewind it. It's still gonna make sense. It just works, man. That's why we work like that.
Bro, that's crazy. So, Bound for Glory, we got the Call of Shine Gauntlet. All we know so far, AJ Francis, Sammy Callahan, Laredo Kid, Jake something, Jason Hodge, Frankie Kazarian, and then 14 to be decided, which is always some wild shit with TNA.
You know, AJ Francis is going to win in because it's going to be some interference for some people.
I bet JT runs out there. For the world title, we got Nick Nemeth versus Joe Hendry. Frankie Kazarian as the special guest referee, which if he wants to call your shot, that could be interesting. Monsters Ball, Matt Cardona versus PCO for a Digital Media Championship and the International Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. I'm surprised they're sticking with that. Mike Santana versus Moose. Then we got a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs Full Metal Mayhem. That's what TNA calls it. It's going to be Ace Austin and Chris Bay versus Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and of course, Matt and Jeff Hardy. According to Matt Hardy, this is the last one, bro. That's it. These niggas about to pull out everything they got left, bro. This is the last time you're gonna see Matt hit a leg drop off the ladder. He did that shit when he first showed up in TNA this year. This is gonna be the last one. Jeff been hitting them swantons real clean. This is the last one, bro. He ain't getting up on no more ladders. This is the last one. Jordan Grace and Maja Slamovich. This is gonna be a dope one. I think Jordan's leaving anyway, so she's probably losing that one. For the tag team titles or knockouts tag titles, this is going to be interesting. Spitfire, which is Jody Thread and Danny Luna, they're taking on Rosemary and Wendy Chu. So if Rosemary and Wendy Chu win, Wendy Chu becomes the first NXT person to win the TNA championship. Could be interesting. And match with no build up, don't make no fucking sense, but everybody want to see it. Mike Bailey versus El Hijo del Vikingo for X Division Championship.
That match sells itself right there. It doesn't need build up, it just sells itself. Yeah,
absolutely. And then Josh Alexander versus Steve Macklin. That's it.
Okay.
Simple card. It's Bound for Glory. So it's gonna be some weird shit. The Kiss Demon might show up in a gauntlet match. Who knows?
Next week is the one show.
Which one? Oh, Halloween Havoc?
No, Halloween Havoc. No, I said this coming up.
World Series of Dice?
I talked about Halloween Havoc earlier. Like, it's coming up. Just watch it Sunday. But it's the Crown Jewel show, remember?
Champion. Bro, Cody acting like this championship means everything to him, bro.
Oh, my God.
I need my daughter to see me win.
And then West Side Gun got a show, too.
What?
I know that.
Hey, now time on Pro has a show this weekend, October 26th. If you're in the city, check it out.
You going, Darrell?
Yeah.
Shut the city down.
I like their shows. They're in the hood, bro. Yeah.
I fuck with Naptown Pro, man. They fuck with us too.
Yeah, the show's fun,
bro. They good people.
But yeah, subscribe to Problem Jitsu on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, IG.
Yes, subscribe to Dom on TikTok. Mm-hmm. We don't have one of these.
Yeah, like I'm on TikTok.
I got a TikTok, but I just look at women on there. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I got a TikTok, but it's just clips from my YouTube channel. So
yeah,
my
TikTok. I don't watch
no videos on it or nothing.
I watch TikTok, so I'm probably gonna scroll through and watch like tutorials on how to be better blocking on Dragon Ball Z Sparky. Because I'm getting my ass beat online because he's really spamming.
Right. Hey. You fighting some kids who just came back from winter break, bro. Fall break, bro. They've been practicing.
I guess.
You got a job, man. You can't keep up with them kids.
Man, them kids are dangerous, man.
Yeah, the YNs, man. The YNs are dangerous.
Hey, man, the YNs ain't that dangerous, bro.
They got the master controllers, too, man. You just ain't fighting just them.
The Mayans, people would just be scared.
Niggas, bitches. Well,
I can't go to the gas station. Too many YNs out there. Whatever. You just don't like black people. Shut up.
That is. What you mean, like a bitch, man? Go get your gas. That nigga ain't gonna be good to you.
That nigga's not worried about you, bro.
Disappear. That shit is not like that, man. Them young niggas know that what life in prison is, just like everybody else. Nigga.
Exactly, bro. Go on, leave them boys alone. The niggas ain't worried about you.
Don't even say nothing to your ass, man.
No, leave them alone, bro.
Now, if you're looking all funny and shit, I mean, you might get what the fuck you looking at, nigga. And you might get one of them.
That's your fault.
Yeah, you should have. Hey,
you should have been minding your business, pumping your gas. You go in there, pump your gas. They ain't gonna bother you, dog. It is what it is. They just out here, bro. Same way you is.
We was out there like that too, man.
Right.
I remember this old nigga's car hit me, nigga, with his mirror, nigga, driving past, bro. I thought I was up. Like, nigga, we was playing basketball. Look, bro, listen, check this out, bro. It is about to be a funny ass story, nigga. We was playing basketball outside, and, you know, but like we had to play in the street and shit. Where the hoop was at, and so we just had to keep stopping, bro, because fucking cars kept coming, and I got mad, bro. I'm like, man, I ain't fucking moving all the way this time, bro. That old ass nigga rolls and whoop, bang, nigga, rocked me with the mirror, dog. Oh shit, that old nigga wasn't playing. Yeah, I ain't falling nothing like that, but you know the shit hit me, nigga.
Yeah,
as he should have, because I would have did the same thing if I was him. But he don't understand the frustration though, because he was like one of the last cars that rolled past. Like we've been playing the same game for like fucking 30 minutes, bro, because we had to keep stopping and getting out the street and getting. I was just mad, man, because we was about to win. I'm like,
oh man,
just stood there with the ball, nigga, and that nigga, whoop, bang! Oh, like, shit! She got hurt. So
damn.
But hey, that was my fault. It was my fault. That was me being a dumb YN right there.
Hey, man, that was all of us, bro.
Hey, man. That nigga said, fuck you, little nigga.
This nigga want to play ball.
Oh, black dude, too, so you know he wasn't fucking around.
Man. He told y'all niggas.
that nigga said, this son of a bitch. Oh, you think I ain't going to go?
I love when we plug shit and like the episode's over and we give you extra shit on top of it. This episode was been over like 30 minutes ago, but it's the greatest episode ever.
It's for the vibes.
DLC right here, my nigga.
That's how we feeling today.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. I ain't been here in 2 weeks, nigga, been asleep. But thank God the NBA is back, nigga. So I got to stay up now, nigga.
I gotta watch this Clippers game. Watch me, they asked me.
I hate the Clippers guts, but this new arena is gorgeous.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't watched it yet. After this, I'm going to probably sit down and watch it.
It's a new vibe. Yeah, I'm just so happy that the niggas ain't got to go to the Lakers shit no more. But y'all are in y'all own shit. It was just reeking of stinkiness when you go there. You go up there, see some Clipper shit. we about to whoop these niggas. Hey, these niggas fucking scream. It's crazy. Wait till WWE get there.
Oh, shit. It's one of them. Okay.
I want to see WWE in the Vegas Sphere.
I don't think they do that. It ain't got no seats for
them. Oh, man. Speaking of Vegas, man, you seen them WrestleMania prices?
No. Nope. I didn't really
pop yet. Yeah, and I seen that. I actually went to the pre-sale tickets. Shit. Yeah. That's just an arm and a leg, my nigga. Literally.
Shit. SummerSlam was more this year than WrestleMania was.
No, it wasn't.
It felt that way.
No, nah, because I think we went to a whole bunch of. I don't know. It wasn't.
I don't know, man. Maybe. I ain't doing the math. Fuck it.
Yeah, no, nah, I feel like I paid more for my WrestleMania ticket than SummerSlam.
WrestleMania was two nights. And then y'all went to the other shit too.
That's true.
Remember, because like we're supposed to buy our ticket at once, but you know, niggas was dragging their feet. And yeah, then we bought it to get it separate. And that's why we spent X amount of dollars.
That's true. That's fucking true. So true. Man. I gotta look at these WrestleMania tickets. Shit. I'm curious now.
Now I seen one ticket, nigga. It was like $2,000. I was like, shit. $3,000. Like, shit.
I couldn't do that shit. That's crazy.
Man, better come with some sucky. Some
people hit me up like, you damn, you going to WrestleMania? I'm like, nah, maybe the one at Indianapolis when it comes, I'll go to that one, but this one I'm probably sit out.
I ain't excited about Vegas, no way. You know,
yeah.
Like Vegas ain't one of them cities. I was like, man, I really want to go to Vegas.
I don't want to go to Vegas for wrestling, though. I just want to go to Vegas to have fun. Like, I don't want to wrestle.
My goodness, these tickets are high as hell, bro.
It's crazy. What movie was that shit? The nigga, was that the movie with Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill? That nigga went to Vegas and went wild. When he was about to marry Lauren London?
What? I don't remember this one.
It's called Our People, I think. It's on Netflix. It just came out not too long ago.
Hey, bro, these tickets is ridiculous. I got to tell you. 1890 for... Damn, what's in the cheap seats at least? Shit,
I feel like that's my... Texan niggas right here, dog.
Because 1890 is not even floor seat. That's like the first tier of the bowl. That's or it looks like that's all they got right now. Hold on, second tier. Let's see what we're working with up here. They ain't got no price on those yet. But damn, tickets right now starting at 1960, going all the way up to. Let me keep scrolling. That's 3,000. Right now the top seat is $3,060 and they haven't opened up floor seats yet. So them shit's gonna be like 10. Absolutely not. No. Hey man, what's the end of the show?
All your favorite wrestlers lose, nigga.
Right, all your favorites lose.
I feel like that's the gamble of Vegas, though, man. You know, niggas go there and bet their whole life away.
Guys, we brought Ric Flair out of retirement for this nigga to lose.
Yes, for him to get his ass killed in a bloody mess.
Guys, we brought Arn Anderson out of retirement.
We even let that nigga have a gun.
And he still lost.
Ass burgundy trunks that he can barely fit in now.
Not the burgundy trunks.
All right. Anderson nigga's getting busy, nigga. You know who's getting busy in burgundy trunks, nigga? William Regal, nigga.
Hey, William Regal's that guy, though, bro.
Oh, like, man.
Busy, nigga. That nigga's pulling their motherfucking brass nuts out of nowhere, man. Oh, he was getting busty brass knuckles, nigga.
I gotta watch the best of William Regal.
I'm gonna watch a compilation of that nigga just hitting niggas with the brass tracks, man.
That nigga William Regal is a sicko, bro.
He the reason that move is in the game right now.
Yeah, he changed the game. That used to be just you could only do it with his move, power of the punch. And now everybody can do it.
Now anybody.
You think William Regal, bro?
Shout out to the shit about nigga Lord Steven Regal. Oh God, I hated that nigga in WCW.
You don't really hate that nigga. It was Goldberg.
Social studies when that nigga came out, like
I remember the first time I saw that match with him and Goldberg. That nigga was like, "No, you gonna wrestle me."
It's funny because I didn't see that shit until I was grown when they was talking about how he schooled that nigga.
Me too, bro.
I was like, "Oh damn!" Now if I'd have seen that shit back in the day, it probably wouldn't even.
It wouldn't have faced me as an adult.
I would just been like, "Kill this nigga Goldberg, kill him."
But as an adult, I was like, okay, I get it. This thing is like,
he's one of the coldest like niggas ever do it, man. And he was like, He was trying so hard, man, to like clean up this nigga's slop.
Right.
He worked for it, bro. Oh, man, we talked about Goldberg twice on this episode, man.
We done talked about a lot of shit twice. We done gave you niggas the bonuses.
Right. We done for real this time. I'm gonna hit the end button right now.
Cut the niggas off with some static and shit.